On the surface, the news is grim. After extensive screening of about 1,700 adult survivors of childhood cancer, researchers at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Memphis discovered that nearly all of them, 98%, had at least one chronic health condition. The pervasive problems include new cancers, heart abnormalities, and cognitive dysfunctions. Doctors pin some of these health outcomes to cancer treatments. Fighting cancer means bombarding it with toxic radiation and drugs. And those battle scars sometimes don't appear for decades. Dr. Melissa Hudson is director of the Cancer Survivorship Division in the Department of Oncology at St. Jude. She says the study encourages vigilance from both doctors and patients.
I hope that physicians, particularly primary care physicians that are seeing our survivors, become more aware of the complexity of their health issues and the need to specifically know their cancer treatment to better anticipate those health issues.
In an examination room at St. Jude, nurse practitioner Debbie Crom sits in front of one former patient. Mm-hmm.
So let me kind of orient you to where we are now and what we need to do, and we've got a pretty busy couple days for you.
Kelly Friedman was 7 years old in 1969 when she came to St. Jude with a form of leukemia that had a 4% survival rate at the time.
And I just remember them, all the probing, all the sticking, all, you know, needles here and there.
And that was just the beginning, Crom says.
Here is a list of the drugs you had. And these are big, bad, mean drugs, because you had a big, bad, mean disease at a time when it was very scary for us.
Though relatively healthy, Friedman has some heart valve issues and once had a cancerous bump on her head removed. Older survivors are at greater risk for undiagnosed problems. Friedman says the new research could help people make healthy life choices.
Mom was even amazed when she saw the results of last visit on things that we could have been watching for, maybe even preventing, I mean, even as far as the sun and exposure to stuff like that.
For some, the cancer study raises awareness. But others, like Richard Brown of New York City, worry about the stigma of being branded as damaged.
That was a long time. I never wanted to speak out. I never wanted to say anything having to do with cancer. Because once people hear that, they automatically say, oh, well, yeah, he's an insurance risk. Or, he might not, he took chemotherapy. That might not be a good thing.
Brown was 12 when he went to St. Jude with Hodgkin's lymphoma. Brown can't afford insurance, and he fears that studies like this one could help insurance companies justify high premiums for survivors.
They view it as, okay, you had it as a child. It's like you might have got rid of it, but it's still in your DNA. Like, it's still there to, like, it's a possibility that it'll always come back. What if I never had it as a child and I just got it right now at 34? Are you telling me that, from 34 until I die, it's a possibility of coming back? I understand that, but, what if I just got it? What if I never had it? Would you insure me now? Like right now, I've been in remission technically for almost 21 years now.
Dr. Hudson is concerned that high health care costs will deter cancer survivors from getting the lifelong medical attention that 98% of them will invariably need.
I'm very confident the laws have, with getting rid of the exclusions for pre-existing conditions, et cetera, that's great. But I cannot tell you how many survivors that come in and they do have some insurance access through their work and they just say, I can't afford it. And so that's my big worry. I think that a lot of people will have access, but access is not free.
For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.